WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenToTheRef.com presents the North Football Show featuring comments from head coach Joey Paradine and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the North Football Show. It is week four of our high school football coaches' shows, and the Huskies coming off a 13-3 win at Romaine Stadium this past Friday against the Harrison Warriors to improve to 1-2 in the campaign. And they will welcome in the Wrights Panthers Friday night at Bundridge Stadium, kickoff set for 6:30. Joey Paradine will join us. We'll talk about the win over Harrison, where his football team is as we get now to start the second third of the regular season, and then preview the Wrights game coming up on Friday. All that is part of the North Football Weekly Show here at ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach Joey Paradine joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great, Dan. Thank you.
All righty. Well, coming off the first win of the season on Friday night, 13-3 over at Romaine Stadium against the Harrison Warriors, and obviously the game hanging in the balance there for most of the 48 minutes. First and foremost, congratulations on the victory.
Yeah, thanks. It's always good to get that first win under your belt, and, you know, every victory seems to be a hard-fought one here in the SAAC, so, you know, obviously proud that we were able to come away there with a win, but obviously as a head coach you still go into that just thinking there's still a lot of things that we got to get better at.
All right, well, kind of take us through the game. I mean, obviously 13-3, and it's a one possession game for most, if not all of it, but just, you know, kind of talk a little bit about kind of the first half, second half, and what were some of the big plays that enabled you guys to get out of there with victory number one.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been more of the same for our offense, unfortunately. Just, you know, unable to find any consistency in our offensive ability to not only move the football but can score the football. I think that's the biggest thing right now is, that, you know, we had almost 300 yards of offense, rushed the ball really well. I think Jason Ruckert had 200-something yards rushing. But, you know, we just – our – execution, and again, I just keep reiterating it, so maybe I need to, you know, go back and find some other ways to find some effectiveness here, but we had so many penalties that just put us in second and longs and thirds and longs, and so just was really tough to find any momentum with our offense, and so, you know, ultimately it was kind of a bunch of back and forth of just punts and you know, negative plays on both teams halves, you know, kudos to our defense for keeping us in the game, giving us opportunities, which we had, you know, several chances there. But it seems like every time we get across the 50, we would do something and, you know, just unable to convert. I think our stat was 1 of 9 on third downs. So it's just, you know, not very good, not very effective. And we were obviously playing field position. It was a windy night there at Harrison. And so, you know, we were kind of playing with or against the wind at certain times, and so we didn't feel real super confident about dropping back to throw the ball, especially with Harrison's, you know, secondary. They do a good job with that. So, No, I think ultimately we were able to pop one, and Rucker had a long rushing touchdown. But other than that, you know, that we weren't really ever able to get a whole lot going. We had one called back there in the second half. We had a touchdown called back. So just some poorly executed plays on our behalf that ultimately took some points off the board. And so luckily our defense stepped up when they needed to and made some big plays there in the fourth quarter. Like I said, we got an interception for a touchdown return, but we got the ball back, and then they were able to kind of step up there in the last drive and hold them to, you know, a four and out, and we were able to get the ball back and kneel it out.
Well, and I know, you know, when going into this game, I mean, had a chance to talk to Andre Thomas earlier this week about kind of their offense and their quarterback, Riley Harris. I mean, the kid that has done really well and had a really good ball game against Jasper. And so, you know, they've been putting some points on the board, and for you to hold those guys out of the end zone, like you said, a testament to your defense and who played really well in this game.
Yeah, again, our defense is doing some good things. I mean, again, our execution is not always great, but I think our effort is there, and we've got some kids that are obviously buying into what we're trying to do defensively and making some plays. Again, for the second week in a row, I think Mon Kincaid's had a really good game. Ethan Bowden's done some good things. Our D-line, we rotate a lot of players there, so we had a kid named Carson Conley who stepped up and got a sack for us there late in the game. That was big. So just some different names, different guys that are filling in, but they're all buying into the same philosophy, and that is, you know, fly around. We got to be able to make plays. We got to create more turnovers. Open field tackling is still an issue, but for the most part, you know, I think this is for the third week in a row. We've not allowed 200 yards passing and holding them under 60% completion. So, you know, those are good goals to have. And we've faced two competent passing attacks in Memorial and Harrison, and been able to kind of limit some of those things.
Yeah, my apologies. Ryland Knapp, not Ryland Harris. I was thinking of Harrison, the football team. But, yeah. Ryland Knapp, the quarterback there for Harrison, had a good start to the season. So, obviously, North getting the win 13-3. And, you know, again, mistakes and everything else, Joey, but, you know, at least something to build on, something positive as far as the end result is concerned.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always want to come away with a win. That's what I told the kids. And I just thought, you know, let's enjoy it. And we got to get better this week. We got to get better in a hurry. We've got Rice coming up, and we still have an opportunity to have a successful season. We got to clean a lot of things up, and I think that's going to be our focus, obviously, this week moving forward.
We'll come back with more of this edition of the North Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, the Huskies coming off a hard-fought 13-3 win over the Harrison Warriors, 1-2 right now in the campaign. Running back Jason Rucker joining us during this segment. Jason, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. All right. Well, obviously felt good walking out of Romaine Stadium Friday night with the victory. Got the first one of the campaign. Just tell us a little bit offensively. I know that this team right now has got a lot of execution issues to kind of iron out and clean up. But at the end of the day, it's not how you did it. It's if you did it. And you guys get a victory. That had to feel pretty good, though.
Yeah, it does feel pretty good. You know, our main plan was, you know, go in there and see if we can throw the ball a little bit. But you know, sometimes everything doesn't go according to plan, and we just had to, you know, be able to back that up. And we were pretty good at running the ball, so we just thought, well, if we just run the ball, we're pretty good at running the ball. So, you know, credit to the O-line. They were blocking their tails off last night, and I was able to, you know, score the two touchdowns that we needed to win the game, and I'm very proud of them for that. Very proud for this team, and we just got to, you know, execute a little better, you know, get our passing down, and I feel like we'll be good coming into next week.
All right, well, I mean, obviously you've had a big start to the season in the three games right now, and I think well over 100 yards in all the games. Just talk a little bit, because certainly I would think every defensive coordinator on the North schedule, when they get ready to prepare for the Huskies, they tell their front seven, especially we got a key on Rucker. What's that like, knowing that you're probably a marked man every week?
Well, in a way, it's a good feeling, and it's a bad feeling in a way. It's a good feeling that you know that a team that you're going up against respects you and respects what you've done to other teams, and you know, they want to prepare for you and make sure that you don't do the same thing to them what you've done other teams. But it's also a bad thing to know that, you know, that you're going to have seven people that are going to be coming after you, play and play and play after, you know, no break. And you know, I just got to be prepared for that, and you know, I just gotta go with the flow a lot of times, and you know, just get what I can get. And, you know, don't be mad at it. Just got to chip away. Then, surely enough, I'll end up, you know, having a decent game.
Well, Jason, certainly when you take a look at a running back with the talent that you have, I mean, you've certainly got to make some improvisations as well during the course of a football game. You get the ball, and you're supposed to maybe go around in, and you see something where the blocking scheme has changed. You got to cut back. You got to have peripheral vision. Talk about all the different work that you put in over the course of the summer just so you could be the best running back you could.
We put in a whole lot of work, you know, not just me, the whole team. We put in a whole lot of work. But, you know, doing, you know, specific RB drills with, you know, Coach Ruck, also my dad, you know, going out on some days, just us two doing our RB drills, you know, just getting me right for the season, spending extra time in the weight room, extra conditioning. You know, all that stuff plays into how you're going to do during the season. And I feel like what I've done over the past summer, I feel like I've done pretty good. And I feel like I'll have a pretty good season for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, you guys get Wrights coming into your place on Friday night. You know, your first two games, you guys have had some really good teams, Castle, Memorial. You know, the win over Harrison, and now Wrights coming in. They're undefeated. You're well aware of that. What's the week of preparation going to be like? What would be the keys come Friday night for this North offense to be productive and find the end zone?
Offensively, we got to see if we can, you know, try to air the ball out and, you know, not trying to see if we can have to run the ball so much, because they got a pretty good middle linebacker. He's a pretty good run support help guy. And, you know, it would be a little weight taken off my shoulders to know that, you know, our team is able to pass the ball a whole bunch and, you know, not have to worry about the run game as much. You know, it's good to have some faith in the run game, because I feel like we're going to do good in the run game. But also, we got to have faith in our receivers, got to have faith in our OC, got to have faith in our quarterback to know they're all going to, you know, be on the same wavelength and make those plays that we need. And I think, you know, if we get that down, because, you know, I think the defense, I feel like our defense is pretty good. I feel like our defense is solid. We can, you know, prevent them from putting up a lot of points. But if we can get all three of those people to click, then I feel like we'll have a pretty good chance of winning this game.
All right. Well, Jason, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. You know, congratulations on the great start for you. And I know that this offense is going to get things turned around. And hopefully for your sake, it'll be Friday night against Wrights. But good luck in the game with the Panthers come Friday.
Thank you.
That's Jason Rucker. We'll come back at the Scouting Report of the Panthers from head coach Joey Paradine when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, the Huskies entertaining the Wrights Panthers. Kickoff set for 6:30 at Bendrett Stadium come Friday night. Joey Paradine rejoining us. Well, Coach, obviously Wrights coming into this game with the record of 3-0. They've got wins against Harrison, also Vincennes, and then this past week beating Jasper 28-14. Just kind of your thoughts as you look at the film of Coach Brunson's team.
Wrights ultimately has had a really competitive and really talented ball club these last few years. And so that hasn't really changed, just some of the names that they have out there now. You know, they still have the Davies kid at quarterback. They still have some other kids that have some experience for them. But, they have a really athletic team, very versatile. And the fact that they're able to, both run the football and pass the football always have a trick or two up their sleeve. So you always got to be on your toes for all that. So we know we're going to be in for a battle. It's going to be a very physical game, I feel like. And we've got to make sure that we don't commit as many self-inflicted wounds or penalties because, again, a team like this, you can't give them extra plays, extra yardage, that type of stuff. So we've got to make sure we're playing at our best and playing our best game in order to have a chance to win this one.
All right, so we get now kind of close to the halfway point, Joe. I mean, this starts the second third of the regular season. Everybody's guaranteed 9 games during the course of the campaign. And so now, kind of the middle part of September, some of the things that have been plaguing your team. Talked to Coach Brunson earlier this week. I mean, he's got to deal with the same thing a little bit over there as far as turnovers last week against Jasper. And everybody's kind of trying to get that all figured out. The sooner the better. So points of emphasis this week in practice. Is it more still about North or a little bit more time spent with Wright's offense and defense and getting ready?
Yeah, it's always going to start with us. We'll always look at ourselves and see how we can improve. It doesn't matter if it's a win or a loss. In this case, we're coming off of a win, but we've got to get better in certain areas. And I think that's just attention to detail and focus from every player's perspective there. That's a part of that is, when you have penalties or, just silly mistakes on a schematical thing, those are just, in my opinion, those are focus issues sometimes. It's one thing if it's a effort penalty, where you're, a kid might be trying to create a block downfield and gets a little extra holding or something like that. But if it's a false start, those are all self-inflicted wounds that I feel like can be, that can be fixed. And we've got to do a better job of that. So we're going to be holding them accountable to that in practice. Turnover battle is always a big one. Obviously, we turned the ball over too many times and didn't create enough, and I don't feel like we have been creating enough turnovers. That's a big point of emphasis for us defensively. And then offensively, we got to score the football. We've got to make sure that we put enough points on the board to give ourselves a chance to win in this game. And, I think all of our kids offensively know that. It's just a matter of all of it coming together for us. So that's going to be a big point of emphasis for us you know, on the offensive side, and then special teams is just, you know, continuing to make sure that we don't have any negative plays there and flip field position or, you know, make the plays whenever they're needed.
All right. Well, God, kind of goes without saying. I mean, you look at this game, and it's a huge game no matter who the other team is on the side of the field. I mean, you look at it right now, and we're sitting at 1-2 and heading into the halfway point. It would certainly look a lot better in that ledger if it's 2-2 as opposed to 1-3. So, again, big game, two really good teams, and it should be an outstanding football game on Friday night.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, if fall weather's starting to finally feel, it's like it's in the air. I think it is going to warm up a little bit yet this week, but it sounds like it's going to drop off again towards the end of the week. So should feel like great football weather. You know, we're blessed to be at home again. So, you know, some of our big games have been at home this year. And so this is another one for us. So we should have hopefully a great crowd. Hopefully our kids are mentally and physically prepared, and we go out and play our best game. If we can play our best game we played this year, then I like our chances of being there in the end. If we don't and we continue to commit some of the same mistakes, it could be one that gets away from us pretty quickly. So we've got to go out and play our best football, and hopefully that will be good enough.
Joey Ruther, appreciate a few minutes of your time as always. Again, congratulations on the win last week, and all the best as you guys prepare for the Panthers on Friday night.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Joey Paradis. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub & Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.